morning of July 2nd, 1937, Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, disappeared over the Pacific Ocean without a trace. 80 years later, all over the world, lie scattered pieces of their puzzle, waiting to be put together. Welcome to the Chasing Earhart Podcast.
Contemplated course covers about 27,000 miles. It will be the first flight, if successful, which approximates the equator.
Welcome back to the Chasing Earhart podcast and the final part of our conversation with Chief Leo Bellarts. In part 3 of our conversation and episode 20 of the podcast, we continue to go line by line through the radio logs with Leo as our guide as he breaks it down and walks us through the final moments of Amelia and Fred's world flight on July 2nd, 1937. Now, Leo, at 0614, it must be daylight by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she says she wants bearing at 3105 on the hour. She will whistle and mic. And that was at 0614.
And she was coming in good then.
But she didn't do any whistling then. She just said she was going to on the hour. And then 1 minute later, she comes in. She breaks in.
And starts screaming in the mic.
And then she says, I'm about 200 miles out, or approximately about 200 miles out.
She says, we're approximately 200 miles out. In fact, I didn't put the approximately in the correct spot. She just said she was approximately 200 miles out, and I just said about 200 miles out approximately.
And then she started making this noise, and you just wrote down whistling, because that's what she'd call it. And then now means she's doing it at 0615.
Down here at 645, please take a bearing on us and report in a half an hour. I will make a noise in the mic. I'm about 100 miles out. Well, look, 100 miles out, and at 6:15, she said she was 200 miles out.
Okay, now let's back up a little bit. Now, you sent A's on 7500 listening at 3105, and that took place at 0630. Then A's again NRUI, and that was at 35. Called Earhart on 3105, and then voice at 36. And then A's again NRUI. Please acknowledge on 3105. And that was at 41. Now at 45, she comes in and she says, please take bearing on us and report in half hour. I will make noise in mic, and she quit calling, she quit whistling. And then we are about 100 miles out at that point. Now to her credit, she's reporting on her schedule at 15 and 45. At 6:15, she says we're approximately 200 miles out. And then at 6:45, she then says we're approximately 100 miles out. Now, she's right on schedule now, but she's sending all this stuff in the blind. Now, you and I know how it is to send stuff in the blind. You just don't know whether or not anyone's hearing you. I mean, she really stuck to her schedules pretty good, considering everything, and considering that she didn't know whether anyone was actually hearing her or not.
Why don't you study the number of times that she actually asked us to go ahead or something like that? Take bearing on us and report in a half an hour.
Well, I don't think she meant in half hour. She was expecting you guys to transmit on the hour and the half hour, and that half hour is coming up to her. Because, see, she's a half hour off. It makes a little more sense that way, I think.
What do you mean, half hour?
Well, on the half hour, I mean. Instead of in a half hour, on the half hour.
On the half hour, I take it this way. At 4 o'clock, at 4:30, at 5, at 5:30, at 6, right. At 6:30, and so forth. Every 30 minutes. That's on the half hour. On the hour, then it's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Here's another thing you say, a poor idea of radio operators. If you take a radio bearing, you get the bearing back like that. You don't wait no 30 minutes to give it back to
them. Well, yeah, that's true.
See the point?
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, moving on, and then A's on 7500, and that's at 7:05, and then A's at 3105, and then again A's on 7500, and again on 3105. And see, here it is, more or less she's on schedule again. At 7:16 to 18, and this is you talking, on phone, you called Earhart, and you say, cannot take bearing on 3105 very good. Please send on 500, or do you wish to take bearing on us? Go ahead, please, but then no answer. Oh, you know what, no, she really wasn't on schedule then, so it appears she didn't show up on that schedule at all. Because she's expecting that she's coming up on the island now. Now, Earhart from Itasca, please go ahead on 3105, unanswered. Chief Radio Man, now, What does that DC mean?
Don't let it worry you. That's me. DC is my sign. Every operator has a sign, not necessarily his initials.
Oh, cool. Okay, and I see. Yours is DC then.
Mine is DC.
Ha, that's funny. That's in the other logs, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me.
Galton's was BG.
Oh, okay, so he was BG.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to write these down in the log here.
Galton's was BG. O'Hare was TO. Cipriani, I don't know.
You know, here's something funny. When I was looking at this originally, I was trying to figure out if you guys had switched to some kind of batteries or something. That was why. That's where I was at. That's where my mind was at. So it's interesting to hear what you, what the real deal is with that.
I'll tell you how that started. DC, on messages, you'll see the time of dispatcher received slant DC. That means I received it or sent it. But when I first went into service, the one of the radio men's was Alton Case, AC, and he used AC for his sign. Well, they didn't like LB, my initials, on there. It was too long. They says, you ought to use something simpler. So I says, all right, I'll be the opposite. Make mine DC instead of AC.
So these are personal, I guess, what would you call them?
Signs, S-I-N-E. It's a S-I-N-E, not S-I-G-N.
Okay, so now he dropped down here. Itasca's main DF-500K, you evidently went up to the bridge at this point.
Yeah. I went up on the bridge just as a insurance. We had no idea in the world if she could get on 500 or not. So I went up there and wound it up and warmed it up and everything was standing by in case that I was right on there if she'd come on. I'd have had her in 30 seconds. She just, well, there was nothing there to come on.
Okay, and then, let's see, Earhart from Itasca, please, why are SIGs on key, please?
What time?
At 07:30.
Oh, that's from the Itasca. All right, I'll read that to you.
Okay.
K-H-A-Q-Q, from Itasca. Please acknowledge our signals on key, please. And we were just pleading with her. Please, please. Y is acknowledge. That's one of the signals.
Now, when he's on phone, does he use FM? And when he's on key, he uses DE?
Not necessarily.
Because I noticed that he mixes it in. And he uses FM Itasca instead of DENRUI. And so probably, you know, when he is doing that, that's probably his way of indicating it's either on phone or MCW.
Yeah, he could do that.
Okay, and do you know on 7500 kilocycles, he never uses voice on 7500?
He didn't use voice on 75, but we could have.
I see.
We were scheduled to use A's on 7500.
So you had the capability of using voice if it was necessary.
But there was nothing in the schedules by any stretch of the imagination for that. Go ahead.
Okay, so 741, K-H-A-Q-Q, A's on 3105. Now at 42, Earhart calling Itasca. And here come those words. We must be on you, but cannot see you. But gas is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We are flying at 1,000 feet. Now, did you hear that message?
I was down in the radio room because I didn't stay on the bridge very doggone long. I know it was a washout because there was no indication that she was going to do anything on 500, so I left the DF hot, you know, and that's it. That's it.
Wow, that's an awful lot to copy down, and he's copied it down here in plain language. We must be on you, but cannot see you. But gas is running low, been unable to reach you by radio. We are flying at 1,000 feet.
Well, that those things there, actually, when she got into about that area, BGTO, doggone it. Now, you see, here it is. No, wait a minute. Wait, I just wanted to confirm something that I told you before, something I didn't notice, about Thompson not being a real, reliable man. I couldn't actually rely on him. If I told him to do something, I'd have to sit on his neck to see that he did it. I made these here things up. I sign it. BG signs it. T.O. signs it.
But Thompson didn't sign it.
He was that just that sort of a character. He's the only man I ever put down for a court-martial in my service.
Now that message is very, very critical.
Which one's that? This,
we must be on you, but cannot see you, but gas is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio, we are flying at 1,000 feet. It seems to me that it's obvious that her receiver's out.
Well, Harry says no. Harry says his receiver was good. Or her equipment was good.
Well, yeah, when she left, but I mean, it's aircraft equipment. It can go out at any time. It's all experimental anyway. Okay, then the next message is KHAQQ, Roger our message, QSA5. Then you send A's. 530-105, go ahead, and then that's unanswered.
That's right. In other words, we acknowledged on everything we could. We had everything blasting on her. And it appeared to us that she just wasn't even trying to hear us. She should have said go ahead or something like that, you know, and tried to make contact, but there was no apparent contact. The only thing I've thought of that, she called the Itasca, we received your signals, but unable to get a minimum. Well, she must have heard the signals on 7500, but apparently she was not good on the receiver, the direction finder, and we was apparently overloading her front end.
Now, there's a theory out there that's floating around that her direction finder was changed. She didn't have the same direction finder on her that everybody thought she had. But evidently, the direction finder that she had was incapable of taking bearings above about 4.8 megacycles. And evidently, she didn't know that. It had a band that went up to 10 megacycles, but that was just a receiving band, so you couldn't take bearing. The loop impedance wouldn't work at those high frequencies. But she evidently thought it would. Now, that's just a theory that's going around, but I thought you should know that.
What I thought was that, you know, when you get a real close to a station and try to take a bearing on it, if you don't know how to use that direction finder, you're lost. You've got to practically kill that signal before you can get that little bit of a note.
Right, right. But now look at this now. We've received your signals, but unable to get a minimum. Please take bearing on us, which you couldn't do, and answer 3105 with voice. NRU from KHAQQ, long dashes, and that's on 3105. Now, question, if he would have come back on 7500, you might have been able to establish some sort of two-way communication with her hearing you and you hearing her. She would be hearing you on 7500, and you would be hearing her on 3105. But it looks like he might have missed his chance at this point.
Well, here, she says, we received your signals, but cannot get a minimum.
Right.
If she couldn't get a minimum, she was on 7500.
And that seemed like that was really the only chance she had, and that was that's at 08. That takes us to 0800. Now, were her signals loud and clear at that time? Do you remember?
Oh, man, yes. From way back, where was it? I don't know. But for the last 2-3 hours there, she was really boiling in. When she come in here, when she said she was 100 miles out, boy, she was plenty loud then.
Here.
We tried stuff that actually is not even on
the
blog. Really, I mean it. We was frantic. She didn't say, she didn't actually say 7500, too. We received your signals. We were just nuts that she didn't tell us to go ahead on this or go ahead on that. We would have did what she wanted.
Okay, and then at 04, you sent a message in our UI2, which I take it is,
Oh, NRUI2, that's Holland Island.
Yeah.
Giving to DPE? I'm not sure.
Let me read that. NRUI2, giving Tom O'Hare the dope that no signals on 3105 and impossible to work. Impossible Tom O'Hare work. In other words, Tom O'Hare could not work because we dominated the frequencies. What I mean, Tom O'Hare was working on that other frequency, so to speak, and we had him muzzled, told him to lay off of all his transmissions and everything else because we was concentrating on Earhart. You get the point?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, Earhart from Itasca, your SIGs received okay. We're unable to hear you. Please take a bearing on 3105. Now, I'm assuming you knew now at this point that the direction finder on Howland was no longer working.
No, we didn't. As I say, I did not know that that was haywire until actually it came back to the ship about 2 weeks later.
Oh, I see. Let's continue. Impractical to take a bearing on 3105. Your voice...
We're speaking there on the ship.
I see. Take a bearing on 3105. Your voice. How do you get... What does TT mean here?
That. How do you get that? That is TT. How do you get that? That's a brief Phillips code again. Phillips code.
I see. Now, Howland, back at 804, Howland giving O'Hare dope that no signals on 3105 and impossible to work. It's obvious at this point that he isn't hearing her. You've given up. I mean, in this message, you're telling her, Earhart from the Itasca, your SIGs received okay, but unable to hear you to take a bearing. It's impractical to take a bearing on 3105, your voice. And how do you get that? Go ahead. And of course, that goes unanswered as well. And you called on a whole bunch of frequencies and just no answer.
We called her. As far as we're concerned, we didn't, we was on all the time, schedule or no. It was something, I don't know why, it seemed like either she was...
Well, I think a lot of people would agree that she just wasn't experienced at doing it when it comes to radio.
That is what I would say, no experience.
And the next time you heard from her was almost an hour later at, looks like 8:43. And it says, Earhart to Itasca, we are on the line, 157-337. We'll repeat message. We'll repeat north and south. We'll repeat this on 6210 kilocycles. Wait. Now 3105 on voice, and this is with the signal strength 5. She came back. Earhart transmission, we are running north and south online. Listen 6210.
No, listening 6210. Well, look, between 8:05 and 8:45, look at the times we just,
yes.
We were just begging that gal to come on, say something. Do you hear us? Don't you hear us? What? You see what she said? We will repeat on 6210. She originally broadcast this on 3105, see? She didn't know that we was receiving her on 3105. She said she would repeat it on 6210. We never heard her on 6210, and that is what I say. At that particular time, that is when she went in the drink. And you can say 0845. Bingo. And that was it.
I'm Chris Williamson, and you've been listening to the Chasing Earhart podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook using the handle @ChasingEarhart. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next week as we sit down with project guest John Jeffrey. Thanks for listening.